At one point it was shown, a colleague of mine, Bruce McCain, and another colleague from the University of Washington, whose name escapes me. Bruce and his colleague noticed that when they dragged fish out of the Duwamish River, that they had tumors, tumors of the skin and certainly tumors of the liver. We realized that this is the Duwamish, but what about other places? Bad enough in the Duwamish, but is there any other indications, or is the Duwamish just the only case in point? I took this to heart, and I decided that I was going to find out. Since I had the responsibility and I had the people, we had a chemistry laboratory and everything else, that we could do the job. So we also had the Streeta, which was a boat that I guess they got from smugglers or something, and that was under my jurisdiction. So I said, yeah, well, we're just going to find out about this. We're going to look into the Duwamish, certainly, but we're going to see, is this an endemic problem? And so we started looking, and we looked at a number of places over the years, and the bottom line was that areas particularly near industrial activities and outflows had staggering amounts, in many cases, of toxic materials, PCBs, aromatic hydrocarbons, toxic metals, and so on. And associated with that was sickness in the fish, and it extended not only to cancer of the liver, skin disorders, tumors or growths on the outside of the skin, but a whole lot of other maladies. We looked at starry flounder, we looked at salmon, and also we looked at other organisms too. They were not quite as dramatic, I mean shrimp and things. Somehow the English sole came out as being the representative of these species, but really we looked at a fair spectrum of fish types. What I think our contribution in particular was a systematic approach to dealing with the problem. I mean, in some places they just went and caught fish, but dealing with a massive environment, it's not like a laboratory. You have to use statistical relationships. There's no point in just looking for tumors. You had to link that in a logical, meaningful way to the environment. Otherwise, you couldn't make any claims that there was any relationship. So we looked at the sediments, and particularly the bottom-dwelling fish, and we looked at the water and anything else that seemed to be relating, mostly those two aspects of the environment. Now, we had the good fortune of having a very good analytical laboratory based using gas chromatography, mass spectrometry. And without that, we couldn't have done this. And it was people who were in charge, Bill McLeod and Don Brown, who were running that laboratory. I had nothing to do with what they found. They found what they found, and then they told me what it was, and then it was my job to put the story together. And there were very close connections. And we published a number of papers. So we went on, and it painted a picture that areas where there were industrial effluents, where there was industry and heavy usage, you're going to find problems of varying magnitudes. It would include Everett Harbor, obviously the Duwamish, portions of Elliott Bay, and so on and so forth. I think we can make the claim that the work which we did, which was a carefully controlled scientific study using reference areas versus contaminated areas, chemistry in conjunction with the biology and putting it all together, I suppose we may have been unique in that respect. I don't know everything that went on, but I think that was our forte, let's put it that way.